This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks dipped on Monday after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell put a chill on prospects for an early interest rate cut, raising the stakes for a packed week of corporate earnings to keep the recent rally alive. The S&P 500 dropped 0.1%, signaling a slight pullback from the benchmark's record-setting run. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shed about 0.5%, while the Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Stocks slumped after a roller coaster week that ended in weekly wins thanks to a blowout January jobs report and strong high-profile earnings updates. Those high spirits took a knock after Powell, in a 60 Minutes interview that aired Sunday, doubled down on his midweek message that the central bank will tread cautiously in deciding when to cut rates. He said the danger of moving too soon is the job's not quite done in quelling inflation. That prompted traders to scale back their bets on rate cuts, not just for March, but in May too, per the CME FedWatch tool. U.S. bonds sank, with the 10-year Treasury yield rising about 6 basis points to 4.08%. Investors are now looking to quarterly results this week for inspiration after triumphant reports from Meta and Amazon last week helped send stocks into rally mode and with little on the economic docket. McDonald's gets the wave of quarterly earnings action going Monday with a bit of a disappointment as its sales fell short of Wall Street estimates. Tesla stock was the number one trending ticker on Yahoo Finance on Monday as shares fell as much as 6%. Shares of the EV maker have been on a downward trend this year, down more than 27% year-to-date. Shares of McDonald's slumped more than 4% following mixed fourth-quarter earnings results. McDonald's same-store sales growth fell below Wall Street expectations as geopolitical tensions in the Middle East hindered the fast food chain's exposure in other regions and global expansion plans. And shares of Nvidia touched new highs after Goldman Sachs analyst Toshiya Hari raised the firm's price target from $625 to $800 per share. Hari cited sustained strength and optimism for the company's growth potential amid an artificial intelligence boom. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.